live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And good to have you with us for another edition of Sports Byline USA. Of course, you know, we got the NFL draft. It's going to be in Philadelphia starting on Thursday. We'll be talking about it on the next Sports Byline. Howard Balzer will be joining us to break it all down for you, tell you who he thinks is going to go where and how the teams are going to do. And then he'll be back with us on Monday after the draft to go ahead and break it down on how the teams did, who gets the A's and who gets the F's. So that'll be coming up on the next Sports Byline. And if you're into the sport, the entertainment sport of wrestling, then Terry Funk is going to be with us on the next Sports Byline as well. By the way, last night, just watching the Warriors take apart the Portland Trailblazers, an impressive, impressive effort. But also that first quarter, I've never seen a better first quarter by an NBA team, particularly in the playoffs. 45 points, and they led at one point 30-7. They shot almost 60% in the game as well, and they did all of this, of course, with players sitting out. Yeah, they had Kevin Durant back, but he only played, I think, 20 minutes and had 10 points, but everybody else was scoring out there. And then, of course, not to have Steve Kerr, I think, says an awful lot. And later on, Mike Brown, who slipped in and for the second straight playoff game, led the team, coached the team, is going to be with us next hour, so that'll be coming on. By the way, Adrian Peterson could finally have a home, and the reports say that the former Viking star could be closing in on a deal with the Saints that will pay him $3.25 million next season. Nothing is official yet, but the reports are is that they're moving pretty close, and it's unclear when the I's will be dotted and the T's crossed, so we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to be talking a little bit of football. Tim Green's going to be with us. You know that name, former Atlanta Falcons defensive lineman, former broadcaster with Fox, and he has authored yet another book. This one's called The Letter of the Law, 8 seasons with the Atlanta Falcons after being a first-round draft choice, and he played his college ball at Syracuse. He has written 9 books, a Rhodes Scholar nominee, 2 consecutive years, and he has a law degree. That ought to tell you something about him. And then another author, speaking of NASCAR, and we'll be talking about that later in the show, NASCAR's Most Wanted is the name of the book by Jim McLaren. And then Dahani Jones will be here. Everybody remembers him from the NFL 11 seasons. We've got you on Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Nice to have a good friend back here on Sports Byline USA, Tim Green, who has written a brand new book called Letter of the Law. Tim, nice to have you back on the show.
Ron, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Where do you find time to write so many books? This is your eighth book.
Yeah, I get most of my writing done once football season is over, and I don't have to prepare for a game every week. And I do most of it at night. You know, right around now is usually when I'm gearing up.
What about Letter of the Law? What's behind this one? Is this a sports book as well?
You know, it's not, Ron. Actually, my publisher came to me about a year and a half ago, and they said, look, we want to take your book mainstream, and we want you to do just what you've been doing as far as having a fast paced plot and having a, you know, kind of a thriller with the legal element to it, but we want to reinvent you as an author, and we just want to focus on your being a lawyer, and we want you to just do a legal thriller. And so I said okay, and I came up with a story which is about a woman, Casey Jordan. She's a defense attorney. She's asked to defend her former law professor for this brutal murder of one of his students, and she is excellent during the trial, and she just absolutely excoriates the prosecution witnesses. They get to the end of the trial, she's ready to listen to the jury's verdict, and the professor leans over and tells her that he really did kill the girl, and the verdict is not guilty. Now, that's just the beginning of the book, because then he disappears, more bodies turn up, and she has to decide if she's going to try to track him down, and that's the main part of the book. So I had a lot of fun coming up with the idea, and it was a challenge for me to break totally outside the world of sports and still come up with a book that's that people found compelling.
You have written some fine football books, Ruffians, Titans, also Outlaws and the Dark Side of the Game. And when you take a look at books that are turned into movies or even sports and football movies, how do you feel about them when you watch them? I mean, you're a guy that played every Sunday in the National Football League. When you watch a football movie like, say, on Any Given Sunday or The Replacements, what do you see? What do you like? What do you dislike about a movie like that?
Well, I have not seen a movie that accurately reflects the world inside the NFL since North Dallas 40. And I think that if you ask anyone who played in the game or plays in the game or coached or coaches in the game, they would tell you the same thing. I mean, the Hollywood version of what goes on inside the world of the NFL is almost laughable.
What was it about North Dallas 40 that made it so realistic?
Well, they captured the human drama inside it. They captured some of the humor, because a lot of the NFL is funny, but it's not slapstick, goofy funny. It's funny in a subtle way. It's funny it's almost like a dark comedy. And they captured the real pain and the anguish and the frailty of having an NFL career. And you know, you saw it in Nick Nolte's character, and you saw what he was willing to endure to get out there and play, and you saw that in the end he was simply a pawn for the management of the team. And all those elements rang absolutely true, not just with me, but with anybody, as I said, who really was in and around the game.
Yeah, one of the other things about that movie that I think made it so real was the gamesmanship that goes on between coach and player, organization and player,
right?
Even within the team itself, the kind of stature that each player has and how they fill in and how they play off of each other. That's one of the things that I loved about it, Tim.
I agree. Hey, Ron, I mean, have you seen a movies since North Dallas 40 that you thought, you know, that captured you, a football movie?
You know, when I think about football, you're absolutely right. And I don't know what it is about football that doesn't lend itself to maybe making a movie. Because if we think about other movies such as in other sports, certainly in baseball, you know, Bang the Drum Slowly, boxing lends itself to Somebody Up There Loves Me. When we talk about great sports movies, they seem to capture the feel of the sport, but I don't know why we don't find more movies in football that do.
I think that it's because the movies that we see are so overburdened with cliches that it just becomes, like I said, it becomes just a joke and a bad joke.
Do you also think, Tim, that football is such big-time business that it doesn't lend itself because it is corporate more than it is human stories?
Oh, no. I think it's all, I mean, to me, it's all human stories. And
well, but you lived it. I'm talking about the people that try to make movies out of football when they don't really understand
right.
what you understand.
I think that's the problem, and I think they try. I think that they don't realize that playing in the NFL, it really is a very personal, a personal experience. They try to make it, you know, when you look at a game, it's huge. I mean, the magnitude of it is enormous, and the fanfare and the, you know, the crowds and the cheerleaders and the money and the TV. And so I think that they think, well, that's what the movie has to be like. But, you know, my books, and I hope, you know, one day I think the whole thing will work. I think one day one of my books will be made into a movie. But it'll be a much narrower movie. It'll be a smaller idea about the human beings inside it. And then I think people, you know, if you want to see a great, exciting game, you go watch a game. If you want to see a story that really lets you know what it feels like to be inside that world, then I think you have to see a personal story that's real, that's not filled with, you know, as I said, with these just hopelessly, boring cliches about, you know, an irascible owner and a tough coach and a, you know, I mean, it's like,
stereotypes.
Stereotypes. Everything is black and white, and that's not the case at all.
Tim, I've known you for a very long time, and I think most people who have listened to you on my program and listened to you when you do a ball game can tell that you're somebody that probably breaks the image that most people have. I think there is a jock image that people have, particularly maybe in football. You have your feet planted on the ground. You also always understood that when you walked off the field, there was another life you had to live in. You've moved on beyond football and become successful in another profession, many professions to be exact. I had a friend of mine say to me, how has he been able to do that? I didn't have the answer for it. Maybe you can give me an answer tonight.
Well, you know what? Really, Ron, a lot of other guys have done the same thing that I've done. It's just that people don't talk about that. That's not news. I mean, heck, I was with a defensive end for the Vikings, and I was doing the Vikings-Bears game, a guy named John Burrow. I mean, Burrow is a geophysicist who wants to, you know, and will work in nuclear containment projects. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like that. We just don't, you know what I'm saying? We just don't see them. We don't pay attention to them quite as much. But those kind of guys are out there. And a lot of the guys that I played with, that I was friends with in the National Football League, a lot of them have gone on to have very, you know, very happy, productive, successful lives. And I think the reason is, and I think the reason why I feel like I have a happy, successful, productive life is really I was able to take the lessons that I learned through football and just transferred them into the rest of my life. And maybe that might sound smarmy, but it's very true, because you 99% of the time, you cannot get to the National Football League without a tremendous, tremendous amount of hard work. So that's a common denominator that all players have. And I think if you can separate your world of you know, your life in the NFL from the rest of your life, and you realize when my NFL career is over, I'm starting at ground zero. So now what do I have to do if I want to succeed? I have to go back and work at things as diligently and as aggressively as I worked at becoming a football player. And it's pretty simple. If you do that in, you know, as a lawyer, as a writer, as a broadcaster, and if you use the same lessons of perseverance, because, heck, you know as well as I do, Ron, especially in broadcasting, you are constantly getting knocked down. But what do you learn in football? You get knocked down, you get back up. You get knocked down, you get back up. And if you can contend with that, getting knocked down by some executive who's 150 pounds with 3-inch thick glasses, if you can accept that and understand, hey, you're in a new game now, and you're going to get knocked down, and you continue to get back up, then you can win again.
Tim, as always, nice to have you on the program. If you're coming through San Francisco, I hope we can get together and spend some time, my friend.
Great, Ron. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
And congratulations on the new book.
Oh, thanks, Ron. You take care. I love your show.
I urge everybody to read it, Letter of the Law. Just a fascinating person. He spent 8 years with the Atlanta Falcons and has this brand new book out, has written a number of books on football, and I've read a couple of them. They are just outstanding. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Taking a look at the scoreboard in the American League, Houston doubling up Cleveland 4-2 the final. The Astros now have won 9 out of the last 11, and also Dallas Keuchel pitching another complete game to run his record to 4-0. Reddick had the hot bat as he drove in 3 runs. Again, Houston 4, Cleveland 2. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay shut out Baltimore 2-0. 6 Rays pitching that shutout. The O's on just 2 hits. That's all they had. Souza had 3 of the Rays' 6 hits, and Beckham and Norris had RBIs. Over on the National League side, it was the Cubs blanking Pittsburgh 1-0. The Cubs were held to only 2 hits as well, and they scored the winning run. It came on an error in the second inning. 5 Cubs pitchers combining for that 5-hit shutout. Some good news, relatively speaking. for the San Francisco Giants. Late last week, Giants ace Madison Bumgarner was badly injured in a dirt bike accident, bruising several ribs and damaging the AC joint in his pitching shoulder. Well, early reports indicated that Bumgarner will miss 6 to 8 weeks, though some suggested more than 8 weeks. It is his pitching shoulder. Today, it was reported that Bumgarner was evaluated again, and there's at least a sliver of good news here. He doesn't need surgery. The Giants have also said that, along with information that Bumgarner will start rehabbing his shoulder in the next 4 or 5 days. They also said the expectation was for him to miss at least 2 months, and that's likely the time period it'll take before Bumgarner can start throwing as well. After that, he'll need to build up his arm strength before going to the minor leagues for a rehab assignment. And that's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Maracino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
If you're a NASCAR fan, then you may want to check out a book that's called NASCAR's Most Wanted, the top 10 book of outrageous drivers, wild wrecks, and other oddities. And Jim McLaren joins us, who's the author of this book. Jim, what was the motivation for writing this?
Actually, a friend of mine was approached by the publisher to write it, but he was doing another book at the time, and he said, Jim will do it for you. So they asked me, and I said, yeah. It was quite a research project.
Why this particular subject matter?
Well, I am a huge NASCAR fan, in addition to writing for a newspaper about it. And I am a kind of a history buff in a sense, too. So the two together just appeal to me.
One of the things that I find fascinating, you talk about outrageous drivers, wild wrecks, and other oddities. I don't know that people just off the top of their head think about those three kind of subject areas when they think of NASCAR. Is there something that's unique about it?
Well, yeah, there have been some really strange things happen in NASCAR over the last 50 years, and this is not only the strange things that have happened, but some pretty wonderful things too. And I tried to give a equal space almost to both sides of that coin.
Does this book and really subject matter lend itself to outrageousness?
Oh yeah. Well, in the past it has. Today's drivers have to be a lot more politically correct because they represent companies that spend millions of dollars on the race teams. So they have to toe a pretty sharp line. In the past, when sponsorship didn't drive the sport as much, they were pretty much vagabonds that did just about what they wanted to do, and some of them were pretty outrageous.
Give us some examples in the past.
My favorite driver of all time, Curtis Turner. After a race in Columbia, South Carolina, one night, Turner had a baby doll. That's what he called all his dates, baby dolls. And he wanted to show her his driving prowess, so he slalomed down the sidewalk in the street in Main Street in Columbia, using the light poles along the sidewalk as poles for his slalom run. He there's too many stories about him to tell them all, but suffice it to say he was quite a character. He landed in his airplane in the on the track at Darlington one time, which was not a problem, but getting it out turned out to be. And he had his buddy Little Joe Weatherly with him to take off, and he asked Joe if he would mind the landing gear, since he was going to be busy trying to get the plane up. And they were cruising down the backstretch, and Curtis looked over at Little Joe and asked him, did you pull the landing gear? Said, are we flying yet? And Little Joe looked over at him and says, I hope so. I pulled the landing gear up 20 feet ago. But there are a lot of characters like that in racing's history.
Yeah, what was it about when the sport started that lent itself to that? Was it just the nature of where the sport started down in the Deep South? Because, you know, you hear about Fireball, Roberts, and others like that ilk, and then, as you said, about Turner.
I think the location had a lot to do with it. The sport kind of has a reputation of being originated by bootleggers who like to race their moonshine cars on Sunday afternoons when they weren't running whiskey. And it grew up with that reputation. And I think that reputation is pretty much gone now, but it definitely didn't have the proper society luster to it when it first started.
Yeah, I think a lot of people really, and maybe some people outside of racing today, still see it as kind of grease under the fingernails, don't they?
Yeah, and that's a misconception. If the average person who doesn't know anything about the sport would see one of the shops that these teams work in, they are immaculate. You could eat off the floors in these places. And they spend millions of dollars on their garages, not to mention the money they spend on fixing the cars and building cars and all that sort of stuff.
Talk to me about one of the other categories of this book, Wild Wrecks.
There have been some of those. Let me see. I was trying to think. I left my copy of my book at home. I'm in Daytona right now, but there was a wreck in North Wilkesboro one night. Junior Johnson, who was a moonshiner from that area, was racing up there, and he had just gotten out of the penitentiary. He spent a year or so courtesy of the government for his moonshining, and he was back racing. And back in those days, they didn't have a wall. They just had a dirt bank for the curves around the track, and he went out over the dirt bank, out through the weeds, all the way around, and jumped back on the track again and never lost a lead.
Also, you have a chapter that says they called him the Intimidator and how Dale Earnhardt earned his reputation. Can you talk a little bit about that chapter?
Earnhardt is probably the most fascinating character in racing. He's an unlettered man who made a huge fortune by being brave and playing rough. Intimidator was a good name for him because a good nickname for him because he, for years, drivers were actually afraid of him, I think, on the racetrack. He played hard ball, and he didn't mind if you play hardball with him, but you knew you were going to get hardball out of him.
One thing about him is that he would test you to find out what you were made of, and I think if you were going to get his respect, you had to be able to be somebody that would respond to that challenge. Am I correct?
Yes, very much so. He was not exactly the bully of the neighborhood, but he made you, he tested your mettle right away. Some driver this week was talking about the first race he raced against Earnhardt. Earnhardt knocked him for a loop just to see if he had any gumption about him, and he came back and he hit Earnhardt. So said from then on we got along fine.
Also, you have another chapter called Weird at the Wire. I guess that falls under the category of other oddities off the title of the book. Tell me about some.
That's true. That strange finishes. Bill France, the first race, in fact, that NASCAR ran in 1949, the guy who was flagged the winner, was disqualified because he had cheater springs in his front wheel or in his front end because bootleggers had to beef up their springs to carry all those gallons of moonshine around. And it never got any less different sense.
In about a minute, do you have any other stories that's your favorite that coming out of this book?
Oh, boy. I really enjoyed the chapter, writing the chapter on Curtis Turner. He was just such a character. He went into Columbia one night for a race, and he got there late, and he was wearing a white silk suit when he showed up at the track. And instead of changing into a driver's uniform, he took off his coat and tie and won the race wearing a silk suit.
Are you happy with the way the book came out, Jim?
Yes, I am. I was very pleased with it. Of course, everybody that writes anything wishes they had done it better, but I was fairly well satisfied with the end product.
Well, Jim, thank you very much. Enjoy the race coming up on Sunday. I appreciate your time. Come back and visit with us on Sports Byline.
Thank you very much for calling.
And if you happen to be a NASCAR fan, again, the name of this book is NASCAR's Most Wanted, the top 10 book of outrageous drivers, wild wrecks, and other oddities. And the author, Jim McLaurin, has been with us as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Dahani Jones joining us here on Sports Byline. Dahani, the linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. He came out of the University of Michigan, and I can tell you that over the years that I've talked to athletes, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of athletes, only a handful have I found very introspective and very interesting, and Dahani Jones is certainly one of those athletes. And, Dahani, I got so many emails and comments about our interview. They said they had never heard an athlete talk the way you did, that you had a very broad opinion about a number of things. And I think people came away very impressed
with your educated outlook on life. You might explain to people about your background that allowed you to have that broad view on life.
Well, just being a military brat, so to speak, and traveling around, just being able to interact with many people on just different levels. I mean, everybody from, you know, whether it be our local gardener down the street to, you know, a five-star general to, you know, the president to a CEO to, you know, whomever it might be, regardless of where they are in life, just being able to have and hold a conversation and understand, you know, things in life, where they're coming from, and traveling across the country, being in China, being in Cuba, being in Africa, and traveling around the world and interacting with so many different people of different backgrounds, and being able to kind of project that into my own life, into my own future, so that I'm able to relate with other people.
Ronnie Lott is a good friend of mine, and he grew up in a military family as well, and he and I have talked about it many times. What is it about that exposure of having traveled a lot, maybe being in a melting pot of cultures and personalities, that probably gives those of us who have been in that environment maybe a different view on life?
Oh, it's interesting you say that, because a lot of people live within, I call it, the quote unquote four walls of what the United States gives you. And, you know, they don't take advantage of the passport. They don't take advantage of the light rail. They don't take advantage of the ships and different forms methodology of travel. They consider a great vacation one to be in the backyard, when in actuality to learn and to be around people whom you have no idea about, but you have the eagerness to learn about, is the greatest vacation of it all. I mean, to explore and to meet people who you have no clue about, and to come away with an understanding of a different culture, different background, is amazing.
What view does that then give you of professional sports and football in particular that might be different from the average person that grew up with that being the main focus of their life then, Dahani?
I mean, you see other sports. I mean, you see everything from high-lying cricket to soccer and netball, I think that's what they call it in China. Well, I don't know exactly what city or country that they play netball, but, you know, there's a lot of different sports. I mean, they play basketball with their feet in some countries, where we play basketball with our hands. I think that's what they call it, netball. But, you know, there's a thousand different sports, and people, at the same time, they do raise people who play sports to a particular level of a status. And it's almost, you know, people look upon those people as role models because of the fact that they're in the spotlight. I mean, you can go to Tahiti, or you can go in the French Polynesian area, where they do outrigging races, and those guys are, you know, they're the heroes of the hometown, because at the center point and the focal point of most cities, states, country, what have you, there's that team effort, and that competition runs through and throughout.
Do you then look upon what you do, being a professional football player, as just a part, another part of your life, rather than a means to the end, as many people might look at it as?
I look at it as a part. I look at it as a part of my life. I look at it as a stepping stone. I look at it as part of the big picture. You know, it's part of the jigsaw puzzle that somehow found its way around your body, and then next thing you know, something else finds their way around what you have done. And, you know, so everything is almost sort of compounded. When you're young and when you grow, you know, all these messages and energies and your parents raising you kind of creates this pattern. And then you go to school, and then the people around you in school and friends and family create another pattern. And, you know, it just keeps building upon building upon building. And then that, in essence, defines and kind of creates an island unto yourself of who you are individually as a person.
You and I share one other thing that we both like, and that is just observing people and personalities. And I know the last time you and I talked, we had a fascinating discussion about something that you had done, and you had built a gut bucket bass, and you had gone into the subways of New York City and played that. First of all, tell everybody what a gut bucket bass is.
This is just a wash bucket, a string, and a stick, you know. And it's kind of like you're just thinking about a glorified telephone, you know, when you were younger and you had a can and a telephone to another can, you know, that noise or that vibration kind of carries through that line, much like it does in a wash bucket bass. Think about Fat Albert or something like that. So, you know, just being able to have fun down the subway and just enjoy a good life.
What was it about that experience of being down in the subways and the observing of people that you still remember today?
you know, regardless of where you are or how far you've come, you know, there's still you're still part of the community. You're still you're not necessarily that big. You know, Jacqueline Onassis walked down the subway, and you know, I think most of you recognize it, but the whole point is she still walked down it because she could, you know, relate to the people and relate to whomever was around her. And I go down there. I went down there to play because, you know, I'm raised to a certain level. I'm raised to a pedestal, and most people perceive it to be that way. When in actuality, you're really still just like everybody else. You know, it's just when your name gets mentioned on SportsCenter, it's your name. It's the essence of who you are and what you do that's glorified. And you know, you come with it finally as you catch up with your name, because your name and what you do perceive it's much farther in front of you. You kind of have to play this game of catch-up to see if you can actually get to it. Most people don't even get to it.
Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Dahani Jones is with us. Dahani, you were in New York when 9/11 happened, and we talked a little bit about that as well. What did you see as far as any changes in human nature after that happened? Because a lot of people, I think, it opened their eyes to reality, to the way the world is today. What did you find in your observations of people as far as the way they felt, the way they thought, the way they acted?
Well, it was, I think people were a bit nervous. They're scared, you know. I think that they finally felt a little bit of what it's like to not necessarily live in such a free and culturally diverse and liberal community, you know. All of a sudden, it's just like everything else is, you know, sometimes, you know, in the world there is destruction, and people were thankful for one another. All of a sudden, it was a much more loving and caring community. I mean, we do love and we do care. We take time out to say hello, but we don't ask the question after that. Are you really doing okay? Are you really all right? And that came after that. Those sentences came after that, and people walked on the street. And they actually held conversations. They weren't really distracted by everything else, because the fact is they realized that this moment does actually count. This moment is a part of their life, and it's important that they pay attention to it.
A lot of people are going to find this as a surprise because they're sitting here listening to you worldwide, and they hear a very articulate, very soft-spoken, directed gentleman. But you said one time that you played football because you had a bad temper and you needed to control it, and you said that after playing and practicing, there's no energy left to get mad. And that surprised me when I read it the first time. It seems like it's out of character with you, Dahani.
What, to be tired?
No, not to be tired, but to be angry and have a temper.
Yeah, you know, everybody has one. It's just about how many times you expose it. And sometimes you just want to be in control of certain things in your life, because you realize that, you know, if you you allow that to overtake you, it can be more of you than you want it to be, and you just let that shine through on the field, because it's your playground of playground of aggression. You know, you can utilize that. You can use it towards your benefit, and it's no holds barred. It's fun, and that's why many people want to be in that arena, whether it be, you know, baseball. It's throwing the ball, but you throw it with so much might, so much anger, frustration, or happiness, joy, what have you, but you throw it. In terms of football, you hit somebody with such passion, anger, frustration, or happiness and joy that you do it. You know, I can take every sport, and, you know, in some cases people apply it to their jobs, but in the sporting arena, it's not you're not bonded by anything. It's you against the next person.
You're a veteran now, and so I'm sure you have a better understanding of the game. You have a better understanding of yourself and just the dynamics of professional sports. What is it that you understand and that you know now about sports, Dahani, that you didn't know maybe when you first came into professional football?
That's a good question. I think that moving into football, I understood a little bit about a pattern in my life, and then sort of when things jumbled up and patterns kind of split hairs, you know, I learned that Dahani kind of is able to be, you know, relaxed, and not relaxed, but kind of quietly observe his surroundings instead of always being in the mix. You know, I think for the last, you know, year, 2 years, I've kind of been quietly listening. And I used to be more of a talker, and know, I kind of just want to pay attention to what's going on. So I learned that I can listen and not always talk all the time.
Will you be able to move beyond football into the next phase of your life very comfortably?
Yeah. You know, much like we talked about things being compounded one after the next, you know, something else comes on top. You know, you never know what it is. And that's kind of like that same exciting feeling that you get when you, you know, it's just rolling the dice. You never know what's going to come up.
I know you've taken the opposite position of Charles Barkley. We got a couple minutes here. When Charles said he didn't feel that athletes were role models, you said, I believe I would like to end that stereotype, we are role models. Why? What is your reasoning for that position as compared to his?
Being in the spotlight and knowing that young people, old people, black, white, Puerto Rican, yellow, Puerto Rican, yellow, brown, green, every kind of colored person that there is, you know, they always look towards the athlete to see what they're going to do. And regardless if you want to be the role model or not, you are that role model. You are the person that is in front of that camera. You must hold yourself to a higher level because the fact that everybody's going to be watching you. And granted, you're allowed to have your own personal time unto yourself, but you have to be very aware of what's going on around you because people do, you know, get tendencies and they get some of who they are from you.
But isn't there another side to that issue, those that are not equipped to be role models because they didn't have them, so therefore they may put forth an image that isn't positive for kids?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of the village raise a child. It doesn't take just two parents to raise a child. It takes a village. It takes everybody. So to help them decipher between what is good and what's bad, and then as you get older, you learn to decipher for yourself what you believe in your personal opinion, what's good and what's bad. And that comes from, you know, your parents or, you know, some people may not have parents. So it might be your milkman. It might be your superintendent. It might be your superintendent. It might be your principal. It might be your teacher. There's always somebody out there looking for you, helping you out, and someone there for you. It might be your best friend. It might be a young man you grew up with. But those morals that you have been given by whomever that might be will always carry you through.
Dahani, I want to thank you very much. I always enjoy talking to you and also a former teammate of yours because I find you all to be very similar, and that is Tiki Barber, who has a very enlightened look as well on life. Take care, my friend. You are welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline.
Thank you.
Dahani Jones, the Eagles linebacker, and I think you can hear, here is a man who is kind of a renaissance man. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Another look at the scoreboard in the NBA playoffs. Say goodbye to OKC. They're eliminated in five games by the Houston Rockets. Rockets winning the getaway game 105-99. They win this one by outscoring OKC in the fourth quarter, 33-22. Big game for James Harden, as usual, 34 points. And Westbrook did not have a triple-double, but he scored 47. So Houston advances on to the next round by eliminating Oklahoma City in the deciding game, 105-99. Your baseball numbers in the National League, Chicago blanking Pittsburgh 1-0. Cubs were held to only two hits, and they scored that winning run in the second inning. It came on an error, five Cubs combining to get the five-hit shutout, 1-0 Chicago over Pittsburgh. Over on the American League side, it was Houston 4-2 over Cleveland. The Astros now have won 9 out of 11. Dallas Keuchel pitching a complete game to run his record to 4-0, and Reddick had three RBIs in that game. Baltimore also shut out by Tampa Bay, 2-0 the final there. Six Rays pitchers shut out the O's on just two hits. Souza had three of the Rays' six hits, and Beckham and Norris each had RBIs. And also, big win for the Detroit Tigers. They dumped Seattle. It was the Tigers' third straight victory. Detroit had 20 hits and also a 9-run fifth inning. They hit four home runs, and Upton and McCann each had big games as they each drove in three RBIs. And that's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal-winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
Busy hour here on Sports Byline. Tim Green with us, 9 years in the National Football League, but as you know, with his nine books, very prolific writer, came out of Syracuse University. Also, Tim McLaurin was here to talk about his NASCAR book. And Dahani Jones, we shared that interview out of our library of great interviews. And if you ever have an idea for somebody you'd like to hear out of the library, we've got more than 14,000 interviews in it. All you have to do is email me at rbarr, and that's B-A-R-R, at sportsbyline, B-Y-L-I-N-E, rbarr at sportsbyline.com. And listen to us and the other great programs on the Sports Byline Network. Just go to the homepage at sportsbyline.com and hit that Listen Live button.
This is Joe Spano.
And this is Bob Black.
The Spano and Black Attack, now on from 5 a.m. Pacific Time till 7 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. The Spano and Black Attack, the best sports talk on the best sports talk network. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network.